San Diego State, the Mountain West, favored once again to win the West Division, favored prohibitively. This season, they will be playing at Qualcomm. I say this season because in a couple of seasons, it's supposed to go away. They will also be playing at Qualcomm without the San Diego Chargers being another tenant there. So we have asked Executive Associate Athletic Director for External Relations at San Diego State, Steve Schnall, to join us. Steve, thanks so much for taking a few minutes of your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
So, Steve, have you guys seen any bump, any interest, anything that would indicate that you guys are going to be able to benefit a little from the Chargers leaving?
Without a doubt. We're up about 26% on season tickets this year compared to where we were last year this time. And a lot of that has to do with an initial bump we got. You know, the Chargers announced we didn't pounce on the announce because many in this city were mourning the loss. But eventually, right from the start, some Charger season ticket holders called in and wondering about Aztec football, and some of them purchased. And then we targeted or retargeted our efforts on the sports fan who has a professional interest. Let's put it that way. And some of that has turned into good favor for us. And it's something that I think, you know, as we approach August and are closer to the start of our season, you know, we're seeing things pick up again. The last couple of months have been similar for us in previous years, but overall up 26%. And certainly that's some Charger fans who were season ticket holders becoming season ticket holders with us, and then others who will maybe purchase a mini plan or some of the individual games, namely Stanford and Boise.
You mentioned some of the fans perhaps mourning the loss of the Chargers moving away from San Diego. The team, at least it looks like, has the saying of the one team, the one city, one team. At least that would be the marketing campaign for this year. Is there any, like, maybe hesitation about being the aggressive one to promote the one city, one team, knowing that some people might be mourning the loss of the team going away?
You know, yes and no. I mean, it's certainly a discussion we've had internally. And again, we wanted to not come out with our slogan or any of our collateral material. You know, it's not like we were like, okay, if and when the Chargers leave, we're going to roll out this campaign. It was more, let's give it time, let it settle down, and then let's ramp up for the year. But, you know, we're stating the obvious, sort of. And you know, I think it's incumbent on us to maximize sales, and obviously the Chargers leaving is an opportunity for us. So I think it would be wrong of us not to try and promote the fact that for football in the city of San Diego right now, we are the team. And give people, you know, a different type of experience. I mean, one of the things I think we're finding is not every pro football fan is a college football fan. Some of them are football fans in general, and those are the ones we're attracting, you know, more so than the fan who wants to continue to follow the NFL. And but we also feel for that fan, they can do that. And if they want to drive up the 5405 and try and catch a Charger game in Carson, they can. But, you know, it's a lot easier for them to catch an Aztec game and still follow the Chargers if they want.
We're visiting with Executive Associate AD for External Relations at San Diego State, Steve Schnall. Steve, when you look at Qualcomm, and Boise State fans will be making their way down there in mid-October, on October the 14th, are there some things that you guys are going to be allowed to do at Qualcomm that maybe you wouldn't have been able to do if there was another team playing there?
Without a doubt. And it will obviously the field, the look of the field is one thing. With it being a city field, we and the Chargers, when we were there together, worked to make it work, although it wasn't great for either of us. And now it'll definitely have an Aztec feel, the field will. And then we're doing some things on the field itself with a VIP experience that I think our fans will enjoy. But it's not, you know, the seats are still blue, which I guess could be good for Boise State fans when they come and visit. But you know, for us, we want to fill it with red and black so that people can't see those blue seats. And we are doing that. I think this will There's an article in the paper here the other day that I believe it's two or three times in our history we've had an average attendance of over 40,000. And I think this season will give a run at that, especially if we draw like we think we would for Boise State and Stanford. And our first game is a big fireworks show against UC Davis and usually draws very well. Additionally, so, you know, if we're going to get to 40, we've got to be 45 to 50 for games like Boise State.
But, I mean, Steve, you look at the team. It's done so well of late. I mean, you've got to factor that in. I mean, your bump of 26% isn't just because the Chargers left. It's because your team is good. You're supposed to be good again, right? You've got a very attractive home schedule. If you got six games, and you told me two of them were Boise State and Stanford, I think you got a lot to sell.
Without a doubt. And certainly when I'm talking to Coach Rocky Long, we talk about how great his team is as far as contributing to the plus 26%. And I really do think it is a combination of both. I mean, Boise State has been very good for a very long time for us here in San Diego. The fact that San Diego State football has now been good for 6-7 years in a row. And certainly, you're right. I mean, last year we had the Donnell Pumphrey story throughout the year. That helped us with attendance. At the same time, we earned our 25 ranking towards the end of the year, and we're kind of battling to get to the top 25. Then once we were in, we lost, and then we battled to get back into it. But I think this community is certainly on its own merits, whether the Chargers were here or not, realizing that it's a very good product that Coach Rocky Long puts on the field, and that our fans are going to come out to see, and some new fans will come and check us out. I do think, talking about Boise State, obviously we're very happy to have them back on the schedule to me. And I don't know how you feel about it in Boise, but, I think the fact that we haven't played each other very much the last several years, it would take for us to be in the championship game together. I think it's good for the league that we're back to playing each other during the regular season.
How much did you study Los Angeles and when the Rams and moved away and you had an opening of no pro teams in Los Angeles and how the college teams kind of filled the void? How much have you studied that situation and tried to apply any of the lessons that you learned from that into what you can do at San Diego State?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would say this, to be candid about the answer, we didn't really look at it that much because we look at L.A. and San Diego as very different types of cities. L.A. is a lot bigger than San Diego. And while San Diego is a big city, you know, in a top 30 city, DMA-wise, it's really interesting because we have the ocean on one side, we have Mexico to the other, we have a military base that separates us from Orange County, and then we have the desert to the east. So I'm not saying we're isolated from the world. We're certainly not that, but it is very different than what LA is. I do think what we found since the Chargers left and what LA was like when they were without an NFL franchise is that because we're such an outdoor community, I think there's a similarity between us and LA. There's many things in our communities that keep people busy. And, you know, it's obviously an outdoors type of area, Southern California. And in that, I think we are similar. But I also think, what we found in San Diego in and of itself is that if you put a good product on the field or on the court, as we've seen with basketball, we have many alumni in our county that are here to support us when the product they feel is worth supporting. And I think we're certainly to that point with both those sports, football and basketball. But specifically the comparison to L.A., not as much because I do think they really are in many ways very different markets.
Steve Snall joining us. He is the Executive Associate Athletic Director for External Relations at San Diego State. In a prior life, he also wore red. He was the play-by-play voice of the Big Red at Cornell. He was there from 89 to 95 while I was at Bucknell. Steve, I was looking at the list of games that you and I announced against one another when you were with the Big Red. Unfortunately, I have to say you won 3 out of 4.
Uh-oh.
Well, Bob, here's the thing, though. One of us has gone on to a really good career in play-by-play, and lucky for Boise, that is you. So, those were fun days, but I have a feeling you're enjoying Boise a lot more than the Bucknell-Cornell rivalry, the Battle of the Nels.
Yes, well, I think that the blue and orange, Bucknell was blue and orange. We're going to have the blue and orange against the red and black, San Diego State. Great game on October 14th, and I have a feeling we're going to play twice. After 2 years of not playing, Steve, I think we're going to see you twice.
Yes, I would love that to be the case for both of us, and we look forward to hosting you and your fans in the middle of October. And I, if you give me 10 more seconds, one of the things I find intriguing about, you know, we talk about San Diego with the loss of the Chargers and what that means. I think what's interesting the other way is what UNLV has to be going through with now becoming a very big pro town and getting an NFL team. So I'd rather have our problems right now, which is solving getting Charger fans to become Aztec fans, than what they have going on right now. That's interesting for them.
Yeah, it is.
That's a really good point. Now, Steve, the one question I have before we let you go, has the chicken pox spread to the athletic offices at this point, or are you good? Have you already had the chicken pox?
Well, thank you for bringing that up. It's interesting what makes news, and I'm glad that has made its way to Boise. As you could imagine, and Bob knows, I'm probably older than both of you and maybe older than both of you combined. I had it a very long time ago, and I was talking to one of our coaches today, and I didn't know if it was so long ago that I had it, if it could, you could get it again. But apparently, even at my age, if you've had it once, you're safe, and so I am. But we're certainly wishing good health on our team, and hopefully that is a minimal situation, which it is right now.
In all seriousness, though, when you think about camp, you think about injuries. You never think about something like this, or, you know, the flu bug going around. I know traveling with basketball in the wintertime, every once in a while the flu bug will go around and three guys can't play in the game.
Yes, it certainly is interesting, but, you know, Coach Rocky Long is not new to the game, and I think he will deal with it, as will his team, as they deal with this. But I know we're having practice today, and it'll be a very clean team. I'm sure they have made sure that they've cleaned all areas that both they practice in and change in, and the weight room, all of those things have gotten a very good cleaning in the last 24 hours.
Steve, thanks so much for your time. Look forward to seeing you in October. Order us up, 70-degree weekend?
Sure. Right now it's raining, so hopefully it'll be better. But it's a pleasure talking to you guys, and Bob, always looks forward to seeing you.
Great. Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate your time.